Welcome to the Weekly Finance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's take a look at the most critical stories that have impacted the financial services sector for the week up to Sunday, September 8th, 2024. We start with an interesting trend that's impacting our tradespeople, the gradual move towards a cashless society. Making a deep impact, the convenience of EFTPOS and scarcity of cash-accepting stores is leading the decline of cash usage among tradies. Finder's Graham Cook notes a significant drop in ATM usage since 2008. As technology and convenience continue to reshape our lives, could we see the end of ATMs by 2030? We'll surely keep a close watch on this contactless revolution. Next, we move to a topic central to both consumers and businesses. Interest rates. Despite a slowing economy and a mere 0.2% growth witnessed in the June quarter, the Reserve Bank of Australia remains measured in its approach. It appears inflation control is the top priority. RBA Governor Michelle Bullock suggests that demand still surpasses supply, which may further delay potential rate cuts. And yes, while healthy demand can be good news, high inflation, especially for extended periods, could deal a blow to low-income borrowers and the cost of living. On the housing front, strict enforcement on first home buyer benefits is ensuring only deserving applicants get a leg up. Revenue NSW has recouped over $9 million from applicants not complying with occupancy rules, preserving the fairness of the first home buyer program. While these cases account for less than 1.3% of all applications, these compliance efforts ensure that the benefits reach the right hands during these difficult economic times. To round off our discussion, looking towards the imminent holiday season, we note challenges faced by Australia's retail sector. Declining trade figures over the recent quarters, alongside stagnant wage growth and rising interest rates, denote a looming retail recession. However, glimmers of hope have surfaced with signs of easing inflation and new financial relief measures. With an anticipated stabilization by 2025-26, it's noticeable that adaptation and a thorough understanding of consumer behavior have become important navigation tools for retailers. That's all for this week's edition of the Weekly Finance News Wrap on Financial Services Online. Remember, whether you're after personal or business loan finance assistance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, and we'll catch you next week for more updates on the financial services landscape in Australia. Stay informed and stay ahead.